From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Leaders of the G20 nations wrapped up their summit meeting in Pittsburgh tonight, saying their countries are making the transition from economic crisis to recovery. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
A joint statement issued after the Pittsburgh summit recaps the effort G20 leaders have made over the past year to address the financial crisis, then concludes bluntly, it worked. President Obama says some of the economic band-aids will remain in place for the time being, but he and his counterparts are also looking ahead to ways they can avoid such boom and bust cycles in the future.
We've brought the global economy back from the brink. We laid the groundwork today for long-term prosperity as well.
That groundwork includes a proposed set of bank regulations aimed at discouraging excessive risk-taking, and steps designed to give fast-growing countries like China and India a bigger say in economic cooperation. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Pittsburgh.
Following a joint statement from President Obama and other Western leaders about a previously secret Iranian nuclear facility, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is saying his country has complied with the rules of the UN's nuclear agency. And he said that because the facility is not expected to be operational for another 18 months, Iran has not violated any rules of the International Atomic Energy Agency. While we're speaking with reporters today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said Iran needs to submit its facility to full inspection.
Iran is breaking rules that all nations are expected to follow, and we fully support an immediate IAEA investigation.
Detailing the previously secret facility, President Obama and other Western leaders hope to put additional pressure on Tehran to quickly disclose all its nuclear efforts. The Iranian president has said the U.S. president will regret his statement. Pentagon's top military officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, is in Germany for talks with General Stanley McChrystal, the senior commander in Afghanistan. The meeting comes as the White House prepares for intensive discussions over the way ahead in Afghanistan. More from NPR's Tom Bowman.
Admiral Mullen has endorsed General McChrystal's roadmap for Afghanistan, one that calls for more American troops and civilian advisors to turn around a growing Taliban insurgency and help rebuild the country. Also at the meeting is General David Petraeus, top commander for the region that includes Afghanistan and Pakistan. Petraeus oversaw the surge of troops in Iraq, now also backs more American forces for Afghanistan. But that view is being met with growing skepticism in Washington, especially among Democrats on Capitol Hill and among some White House advisors. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
The government reports that orders for costly manufactured goods, items designed to last 3 years or more, fell 2.4% in August. The unexpected decline in orders follows a gain of 4.8% in July. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 42 points to end the week at 9,665. This is NPR. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke does not seem inclined to begin pulling the plug on some of the government programs that have been put in place to spur banks and other financial firms to begin lending again. In brief remarks in Washington, Bernanke said the Term Asset-Backed Securities Loan Facility, known as TALF, has been a key ingredient in helping to get credit flowing again. As a result, the Fed says it has extended the program into next year. It was originally set to expire at the end of this year. Under the program, the Fed provides loans to investors who use that money to buy newly issued securities backed by auto and student loans, as well as commercial credit cards and real estate. Sales of new homes continue to claw their way back into more positive territory. The Commerce Department says new home sales rose slightly, up 0.7% in August. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
New home sales were pretty flat in this latest report. Carl Case is a housing economist at Wellesley College.
Pessimists will point out that it's essentially unchanged. We're not selling more new homes. And optimists will point out that it's not falling.
Case says the encouraging news here is that enough people are buying houses that they're putting a real dent in the glut of new homes that are just sitting there unsold. There are now about 260,000 new homes on the market.
That's down from almost twice that much a year ago. You want to see supply and demand come back into balance, so prices stop falling.
Meanwhile, some economists are concerned about what's called the shadow inventory of homes. That is, all the homes that are still likely to get foreclosed on. That increases the supply and pushes down prices. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Giant consumer products maker Unilever said today it's agreed to buy the soap and personal care business of Sara Lee in a deal valued at nearly $1.9 billion. Unilever is the world's third largest consumer products company. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.